Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Tuesday, I am thinking that many Americans are lazy. Outside of making a living, they don't really want to exert much energy improving their country. Others can do that, right? Two vivid examples. While the people cannot do much about the incredible incompetence of the Biden administration, they can demonstrate visible displeasure with absurd and dangerous situations. Far-left loons control the New York State Legislature, and their soft-on-crime policies have left thousands dead and maimed. Most of those affected are poor minorities. Have there been street protests in New York City? No. Have there been protests in Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, and other violent places? No. Massive protests were held after the death of George Floyd, but nothing over the murders of thousands of his countrymen. Want another? The airline industry is hurting Americans by delays and cancellations. The airline moguls routinely lie about not having enough pilots and flight crews to operate scheduled flights. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, will not do anything because he doesn't care. So the airlines bank your money while Americans suffer. Now, I tried to organize a citizens' revolt against this horrendous situation, but the response was tepid. So the airport will continue to be a chaos zone. Few problems get solved without pressure. The American people still retain the power to improve their lives. We'll see that this coming November when the Democrats get hammered. But voting is not enough. We must be active. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.